Edwin of the Iron Shoes by Marcia Muller. Narrated by Laura Hicks. Chapter 1. I stood next to the car, waiting for the number 93 trolley to pass, its antennae zinging along the overhead cable. The lighted windows of the trolley were empty, except for the driver and a lone passenger. It was 2:30 in the morning. When the street was clear, I crossed to where the flashing lights of the cop cars and the ambulance were reflected against the black, wet pavement. The situation must be pretty bad, all right. I'd been jerked from my sleep about 45 minutes earlier by the insistent ring of the telephone and my employer's voice saying, "Sharon, get yourself up and meet me over at Salem Street, Joan Albritton's shop." Hank Zahn, senior associate at All Souls Cooperative, the San Francisco Legal Services Plan, knew better than to call his staff investigator in the middle of the night without a good reason. I pulled myself up on one elbow and said, "Don't tell me someone set another fire over there." "Worse. A lot worse. This time it's murder." "Give me half an hour to get there." In the middle of saying it, I realized he'd hung up without telling me who had been killed. Now, as I pushed my way through the crowd of onlookers, I spotted Hank in the doorway of Joan Albritton's antique shop, talking with a big blonde-haired man in a tan trench coat. Hank was almost as tall as the other man, but next to him he looked gawky, as if his long limbs were fastened together at the joints with paper clips. As usual, he had come out in the rain without a coat, and his corduroy jacket was dark with water stains. The dampness.